Eye on the World with Bob Zimmerman of Behind the Black, and I'm looking at a photograph, an image of a double quasar from Hubble Space Telescope. Bob, quasar was an invention of the advertising business in the 1960s after the quasars were first identified by astronomers. I think they turned it into some kind of television. Now it's a double quasar. Why is this significant for Hubble?
Well, in the last decades or so, the scientists, astronomers have concluded that quasars are nothing more than supermassive black holes that are very, very active in the center of galaxies, and they're distant galaxies in the early universe. This is the theory. But what makes this discovery interesting is that it's a galaxy with two different quasars in it. Apparently, two galaxies merged with two quasars, supermassive black holes, and now these two are in the same galaxy, and they'll eventually merge, we expect. They're only about 10,000 light years apart, which is really tiny. The Earth is farther from the center of the Milky Way than that. They're about 10 billion light years away, and they're early universe. This whole setup developed only 3 billion years after the Big Bang, which to my mind raises once again a question about the Big Bang, because this is a very short amount of time to have developed this kind of a double quasar system. But nonetheless, they found that's what Hubble took a picture of. It's kind of cool. It does tell us we're learning more about the universe, and the data we're getting is quite, once again, making the theories questionable, John.
Bob is the biographer of Hubble, Universe in a Mirror. Now we go to the other extremely impressive telescope in space for NASA, the James Webb Space Telescope, looking at Uranus in our solar system. And looking at, we knew there was rings around Uranus, did we know?
Oh, yeah, this is not a discovery. This is something that has been known since the Voyager spacecraft. Uranus has rings. They're not very bright, but they're there. And Hubble recently took a new picture of Uranus to track its changing weather over its seasonal orbit. And I posted that when it came out about a month ago. And so now Webb has taken an infrared image of Uranus, and they use the same colors that the Hubble optical image had. It's false color image, but they assigned the same colors to the same places for those infrared frequencies, and you can now compare the two. And in the infrared, the rings of Uranus come out much clearer, as well as some specific clouds, though I have to say the clouds will change from image to image. They're not taken at the same time. Webb was able to see 11 of the 13 rings of Uranus. And once again, we have to know Uranus rolls as it goes around the solar system. Its inclination of its rotation is 90 degrees, so it's actually on its side as it goes, which means right now the pole is beginning to face the sun continuously, and that's going to change how this planet is structured, John.
Mars, Rabe Crater, 67 miles wide from orbit. What are we looking at, Bob?
Yeah, this is actually a series I'm doing right now on Behind the Black, exploring the cratered southern highlands of Mars using the cool images I find from Mars Reconnaissance Orbit. This is an area that should have lots and lots and lots of glaciers in the craters and on the surface. It's in the mid-latitude southern band where such things are found. Rabe Crater is interesting because it has pits in it that they think were created from erosion or sublimation of either water or ice in the far past, but there's no glacier up here material that is very evident there, and yet there should be. And that's a mystery. And I'm going to actually be exploring this more over the next few days on Behind the Black with further cool images of these craters and terrain in the mid-sub-latitudes, John.
And finally, Bob, a model of what happens if Ryugu hits Earth. Do we die?
The theory is no. It would explode similar to the Chelyabinsky meteor that exploded in Russia, which means you'd have a boom that could break windows and glass and do harm if you're standing in front of your window. Since we'd know it happens, people would be warned, don't stand in front of windows. So that's why I think it's not going to be a big deal.
Bob Zimmerman, waiting for Starship. Behind the Black is the website. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.